Moncrief on News Talk.
The title for the world's shortest scheduled flight belongs to Scotland, where the trip from Westray to Papa Westray takes the less than 2 minutes. We're probably going to take longer than that talking about it. Greg Dickinson is senior travel writer with The Telegraph. Afternoon, Greg.
Hi there.
If you're not a local, does it take a while to get on this flight? Because it's more like a bus from your description.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the tickets are made available to local residents first, because they use it to hop around between the islands. You know, it is like if you want to get to the dentist or the doctors, then you've got to get either on a very long ferry or get on one of these flights. So as a tourist coming in, I believe there's only a certain number of seats reserved for guests, and everyone, all the others are reserved for people who live on the islands.
Yeah, and the ferries, why would the ferries take so much longer?
Well, it's quite a long distance. I mean, if you want to go from Papa Westray back to Kirkwall, which is the mainland in Orkney, that takes about 2 hours, that ferry. It only runs two times a week. To hop between Westray and Papa Westray, which is where the shortest flight in the world is, it's a short crossing, but it's still, once you've got yourself on the boat and then got off again, it's half an hour. Whereas the shortest flight in the world, the record time was 53 seconds. So I guess if people are in a bit of a rush, then they'll want to get on the flight instead.
Yeah, so you hardly gain any altitude, I would imagine, and you come down again.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, in 53 seconds, you can't get too high, can you? I don't know the exact altitude, but when you're in the plane, it doesn't feel like you're particularly high. You take off, you hop over a little bit of water, and then you're landing. You know, you don't really have time to even experience it properly.
And how many seats are on these planes?
It's a Britain Norman Islander is the name of the plane, and it's an 8-seater plus the pilot. And apparently, if there's a lot of demand, they sometimes let someone go and sit next to the pilot. I didn't have this confirmed, but apparently they do sometimes squeeze someone in right up there in the cockpit.
Yeah. Now, I assume that, I mean, and these are the Outer Hebrides, just in case people are wondering, or the Orkney Islands, I should say. I assume these are all subsidised by the government, because they would be very expensive just to pay for tickets for this.
Yeah, yeah. It's it's called a public service obligation, the inter-islands connection. There's a number of services every day. It's part of a kind of circular route. So you don't really go from A to B and back to A again. You're kind of going A to B to C to D. So you're hopping between the islands almost. But the islanders do get a heavy discount on these tickets because, as you say, there's not really any other way of getting around.
Yeah. And these islands, like Papa Westray, like how big or small is it?
It's pretty small. It's a mile or two wide and a few miles long. It's beautiful, actually. It's a fascinating place. Once you're there, it'd be a shame to hop straight back on another 2 minute flight to another Orkney Isle, to be honest. There's a lot of history there. You've got the Knapp of Howe, which is one of the oldest standing buildings in the world. I think it's 5,500 years old, older than the pyramids. So there is actually quite a lot of history and a lot of good bird life as well once you get to Papa Westray.
Yeah, and what would the population be?
I think it's 80. 80
right.
People.
Okay, yeah. And so,
and actually, interestingly enough, they took part in the inter-island equivalent of the FA Cup recently, like a football tournament where they'd never competed before, but they managed to find 11 blokes on the island willing to form a football team. But they lost 6-0 in their first ever game.
But wasn't it on that team there was three generations of the same family?
You've got it, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right. Yeah. Great, I love that story.
I love that. That's brilliant as well. So I assume if it's 80 people, is there a shop there? Is there some sort of kind of community hall there? That kind of thing.
Yeah, you've got a shop. There's a hostel. And in the hall at the hostel is what they call the Papa Westray pub, which is basically just a little bar with one tap. It only opens on Saturdays. There's a school on the island, which I believe has an intake of 4 students aged between 4 and 11, and a staff of 3 people. So, you know, it's pretty small scale stuff. It's a traditional kind of farming community originally. But now it's just people who have somehow managed to find themselves living on one of the most remote islands in Britain.
And would most of them have been born there, or, you know, possibly born on the mainland, but are they from there originally, or are there any kind of blow-ins, as we'd call them here?
Yeah, it seems to me like a lot of people there either were born on that island or another one of the neighbouring islands. The guy who's the ranger on Papa Westre, he's a really nice bloke called John. He actually is from England, but he's a bird enthusiast and found himself living on Papa Westre, and he's been there for about 10 years now. So he's a bit of an exception to the rule. I think most of the people who live there are originally from Orkney.
Yeah. God, yeah, it must be a haunting kind of a place. And so the plane you're on, then plane would then go on to other islands.
Yeah, that's right. It hops between other islands. So the one I did, I got off the plane at Papa Westre, and then I had a couple of hours to explore, and then the plane kind of came back, and we continued the hop between some of the other islands. So it's quite a funny little thing. You know, you think of island hopping normally as being by boat, but this is island hopping by plane.
Mm, and on your bingo card next is the flight to the Outer Hebrides. That lands on a beach?
Yeah, I'd love to do that one on the Isle of Barra, I think it is. You actually take off from Glasgow and you fly over for however long it is, an hour or so, and then it lands on the beach. So they have to schedule it according to the tides. So I'll definitely come back on and tell you about that one once I've done that one.
Okay, fantastic. Greg, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Greg Dickinson there, senior travel writer with The Telegraph.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.